The fate of Democratic Governor Dana Malloy's nominee to be next Chief Justice of Connecticut is to be determined by a vote in the state Senate this week. WSHU's Evan Udama reports.
52-year-old Connecticut Supreme Court Associate Justice Andrew McDonald is a longtime friend and political ally of Governor Malloy. 5 years ago, McDonald, who is openly gay, won easy confirmation to the court, but his elevation to head the court is facing stiff opposition, mainly from Republicans. 2 weeks ago, McDonald narrowly won approval in the State House of Representatives by a one-vote margin. That chamber has a 9-seat Democratic majority. The state Senate is evenly divided, 18-18 between Democrats and Republicans, and one Democratic senator has recused herself from the vote. Democratic Senate President Martin Looney is warning that a party-line vote in the Senate would be unfortunate.
In the past, we have had a tradition of trying to keep extreme partisanship in the judicial confirmation process at arm's length.
Senate Republican President Len Fasano says his caucus has yet to determine whether they'll vote as a block.
I will be circling back with my caucus on Monday and figuring out what's going on, but before the vote, I think I want to know where we are.
Fasano says if the McDonald nomination fails, McDonald will still be an associate justice of the state Supreme Court. All that would change would be that Malloy would now have to nominate someone else to be Chief Justice. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.